In the studio with us now, Alana Jaco is here. She is the AmeriCorps Outreach and Communications Assistant, so welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in. This is an opportunity for us to find out about the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. You are with that organization. We're going to get an update on the mission and work of the Greenway Partnership. So let's start at the beginning. I always ask Corey when she's here, what is the Greenway, as though I've never heard of it, but I always think there's folks in our audience that this is kind of the first time they're hearing it. So Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, what is it?
Sure. So the Susquehanna Greenway is a corridor of open space, communities, land, and water trails on and around the Susquehanna River within Pennsylvania. And so the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, or SGP as we like to shorten it, works to promote that greenway, to get people out exploring these trails, parks, and river towns, and connecting them to the resources that the river has to offer. So we really strive to make this region a place where people want to live, work, and explore hiking, biking, walking, paddling on and around the river. So our vision for a vibrant greenway that connects open spaces along the Susquehanna River, inspires people to engage with the outdoors, and transforms communities into having these opportunities is something that we are very passionate about.
Okay, well, fabulous. And I just think I always use the analogy that it's sort of like the Poconos. They've kind of glued a whole region of Pennsylvania together. And when you get up there, you know you're there, and you know you can find sort of Pocono information everywhere. There could be Central Pennsylvania, a Greenway, brochures, signage, hotels, activities. You know, the Greenway Hotel is going to open in Sunbury someday, I hope.
Maybe. You never know.
Okay, but it's a comparable endeavor?
Yeah, so eventually, you know, we're striving for this 500-mile interconnected corridor of continuous land and water trails so that people can really travel the Greenway, you know, by human-powered activity, paddling, biking, hiking, walking. And it should be, you know, eventually we hope to strive for something that's as well known as something like the Appalachian Trail.
All right. Well, fabulous. Well, and I honestly think that you've started that. Sort of the people who pay attention to what's going on around in a community, they are aware of the Greenway now and the initiative. So that's happening. Now you want to get the sort of the rank and file, sort of the infantry of our region informed and get kind of everybody else involved. All right, well, we have a couple of deliverables we're going to call that we can talk about today, one of which is the photo contest, which I think really kind of puts the Greenway on the map in terms of, at least puts the partnership on the map because you sponsor this photo contest each year. Tell us about that.
Sure. So the photo contest is one of our most highly anticipated programs. It's now in its 8th year, and we welcome photos taken all along the Greenway. This year's categories are bridges, landscapes, river towns, and Susquehanna adventures, and the submission deadline is June 30th. There are cash prizes awarded in each category, and all age groups are welcome to enter. Eventually, our winners will be exhibited in a traveling gallery that's hosted in locations all along the river, in libraries, theaters, cafes, visitor centers, and even the state capitol, where it's actually currently being shown down in Harrisburg. So this contest is a great way to get people out and exploring the Greenway and finding beauty in their own backyards through photographs.
Well, and a lot of people take a lot of pictures around here with their cell phones. So those kinds of pictures qualify?
Sure, as long as they're good enough quality to be featured pretty largely on the computer format. Sometimes nowadays, certain cell phones take better pictures than, you know, professional cameras. It's amazing the way technology is changing and evolving.
Well, and everybody fancies themselves a bit of a photographer these days with their camera. So I think it's probably why it's so popular. I mean, if you look, this is what, probably the 8th or 9th year?
This is the 8th year, yeah.
The 8th year, okay. So if you go to the website, susquehannagreenway.org, you can see all the previous winners. You can see all the previous winners' photographs. And, of course, you can tell some are done with, people with SLR cameras and fancy lenses, and they took a lot of time and kind of composed it, or they really know what they're doing. But you can see other folks, well, this is a snapshot taken with a camera, with a phone.
Exactly, yeah. We get a full range of photos, and, you know, as long as they're in the Greenway and are displaying, you know, some of our beautiful Susquehanna River and the river towns and communities around it, you know, it qualifies.
Well, and that's the key, the community qualifies is that, so if you're in, I know one of your winning photographs is of a soapbox derby race, which is in one of the towns, maybe Northumberland. I know they have one, Sunbury has one too, but there's no visible water or anything, but it's in the community. It's one of the river towns.
Exactly, yep. So the Greenway typically extends 1 to 3 miles from the river on either side, so that kind of gives you a general idea. We do have a map on our website as well with the Greenway shaded in. So if you're not sure if your photo was taken in the Greenway, you can go ahead on our website and check out the map.
All right. Well, and I know one of your winning photographs is from one of our acquaintances, Rick Mason, formerly worked at PennDOT. He took a winning photograph, but just a passing shot. I believe his grandson was pulling his mother in a boat and on the edge of the river, and boy, it's just a super photograph. But again, just a momentary, he didn't go out looking for photographs, so just a momentary thing happened, and he was able to capture that. Okay, so if you want to participate, it's free to participate, right?
Yep.
And you get sponsors, and that's where the prize money comes from and so on?
Mm-hmm.
All right, SusquehannaGreenway.org. You encourage folks to do so. What are the criteria? If I took a fabulous photograph 6 years ago, does that qualify?
Well, as long as it is, you know, current enough that, you know, it looks the same today, and the quality of the photo is, you know, again, high enough quality. Those are really our main criteria. In the Greenway, good quality, and it has to fit into one of our categories, again, which are bridges, landscapes, river towns, and Susquehanna adventures.
Okay, well, maybe we'll reconfigure. I have some good photographs that I've taken that maybe I'll reconfigure and put a little water in the background. We'll really speak to the topic. All right, SusquehannaGreenway.org. And, of course, you have prize money for the winners, but I think everybody just likes to compete. It seems to be fun. So going to SusquehannaGreenway.org is the way to participate. You fill out a form?
Yes, you go to SusquehannaGreenway.org/photo contest, and there's a form right on that page to fill in all your information and attach your image.
And how long do you have until we run out of time here?
The submission deadline is June 30th.
All right, 6:30. All right, so I got to get my act together before then. All right, well, fabulous. I just think it's a lot of fun, and it's also kind of talked about around here. People are a lot of folks interested. How many submissions do you get? Have you
last year we had a couple hundred, so it brings in quite a few photos.
All right. Well, fantastic. All right. Well, good luck again this year. Okay, SusquehannaGreenway.org. You have some other activities coming up. I think the Island Hopper, is that a sojourn?
Yes, so the Susquehanna Island Hopper Sojourn is another annual event organized by us in partnership with the Susquehanna River Trail Association, where we invite people to join us for a paddle on the Susquehanna River. This year's sojourn will be held on August 3rd, and this will kick off a 12-mile paddle from the Isle of Kew in Sealands Grove down to Port Treverton. So lunch will be included at a picnic stop, as well as some educational information on the area's history and the ecology of the Susquehanna River. And we now have an early bird special going on with our tickets for $25 per adult and $15 per child.
All right, and what's it going to be if I don't take care of the early bird?
So the early bird ends at the end of May, and from then on it'll be $35 per ticket.
Okay, and so this is Saturday, August 3rd. I think of it as like 9 to 4 or something
in
that range.
Yeah, so check-in starts as early as 8:30 at the Isle of Kew, and then it'll be a full-day paddle. So 12 miles, around 4:30, we should be finished.
And you bring us back to Isle of Kew?
Yes.
Okay. So transportation is provided. Well, that's
yes, important. So actually I think we arrive downriver. Check-in might be at Port Treverton, and then we will shuttle people up so that when they travel down the river, paddle down the 12 miles, they'll be right at their cars when they leave at Port Treverton.
Oh, that's a good idea. Somebody's thinking. So, okay, so you can do that, and then what if you do not have a canoe or a kayak?
That's not a problem at all. We have Bix supplying our kayak rentals, and you can rent a kayak as soon as you register. You can sign up for one. It's $35 per kayak.
Oh, okay. And Vix is V-I-C?
Vix.
Okay.
V-I-C.
Okay, yep. Fabulous. All right, so that's an opportunity for folks to do. All right, well, what else is happening? Any other sort of highlights from the many things the Greenway Partnership is doing? A lot of this is things that you're making slow incremental progress that folks might not notice it, but we know that it's happening. What else is coming up this year?
Sure. So we do have another AmeriCorps member who works in our trails program area. Our water trails, especially important as we are the water trail manager for the West Branch and the lower North Branch, Susquehanna River. So one of our most recent endeavors there is we're actually in the process of updating our water trail map, which is a tremendous resource for any adventures out on the river, so people know where to put in and take out and how to navigate around hazards and visit the river towns that they pass through as they're on their paddle. So that's one thing that we're working on. Another upcoming event that we actually have going on that we're in partnership with a couple different organizations is this April, at the end of the month during Earth Week, the week of April 22nd, there's going to be a mass cleanup event in the city of Williamsport along the river and throughout the city. And it has been named the Richard James Memorial City Cleanup after a resident of Williamsport who unfortunately passed away this past year, but was very dedicated to the city and its community and bringing everyone together to make it a better place. So you can visit our Facebook page or the Heart of Williamsport Facebook page to sign up. And we have many other partners and groups that have scheduled cleanups throughout the week. So again, just find the event on our Facebook page to learn more or to sign up as a volunteer and join us.
All right. So these are some of the things that are happening. Anything additionally to add to our conversation?
I think that covers
Well, those are some of the big things. And again, SusquehannaGreenway.org, the go-to place?
Yep, that's it.
All right, well, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation? We've got 30 seconds left.
I think we're great.
Turn it over to you.
Thanks for having us, and, you know, we're happy to be here.
We check in from time to time. I think this has got to be brought up and talked about. And we invite folks to go to SusquehannaGreenway.org, check out the website, look at some of the many aspects of the website, look at the folks who are on the board of directors. It's really a who's who of folks that are making things happen around here. So it's just a great organization. Thank you so much for coming in. We have Alana Jaco here, AmeriCorps Outreach and Communications Assistant at the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership.